I completely forgot I had it. Damn, like, I just unlocked my phone and I was like, oh shit, I have a podcast of over 46 minutes.
But yeah, it's, what day is it? May 31st.
9:50. We're smoking at the Inglewood parking lot. Remember that location. Because that's our location.
Just say wings. Say smoking moment in Wingstop. Oh shit, I can't even talk. Smoking moment, high moments at Wingstop in Inglewood. That's the title. There you go. Got you, bro. But yeah, RJ is.
Oh, so what's up with that?
Bro, something happened between. Bro, LMI. That's what happened, bro. What? LMI has a fucking Grammy.
What's like, LMI?
I mean, LMA. The. Boot up the shit. That boot up song. That boot up song. You know that boot up song?
One thing I'm tripping. I don't know that song. I know Boot It Up by Charlamagne Mafia. It's like Boot It Up.
No, bro. I'm talking about a girl's talking about she's boot up. Like her heart. She was talking about her heart and shit, bro. Bro, you know the song.
Nah, I don't know it.
Can you turn the car on? This song.
Oh, ooh. Boot Up.
You like the song?
Is it the one that's like, oh, no, I never get over. I never get over you until I heard it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, so I know that song.
My feelings. Yeah. Okay, I can turn this off. I don't wanna get this.
Oh yeah, no, I never get over, never get over you until I heard it.
That is crazy. What is this, bro? Can I see?
Oh yeah, that's leather wipes.
Nosy. Have you got leathers in your room? That's tight, bro.
But no, it's for my car seats.
Oh shit, oh, your car, oh, leathers, thought it was like for a couch.
Nah, I wish I had a leather couch. Jada, you know what shoes I'm gonna start rocking again?
What, Cortez's?
Nah.
You fuck with Cortez's still?
Yeah, you know which ones I want so bad?
What?
I don't know if you've seen them, there's some navy blue ones, checkered, Nike checkers white, and in the back, Los Angeles written in red.
Let me see, bro.
They're the Dodger.
These Nikes?
Yeah, they're like the Dodger Cortezes. Watch, these are.
Damn. I wish you had a fucking
camera.
Like a candle or a blanket.
You're cold?
Yeah, it's cold.
I might have a blanket in the back actually. Oh,
please bring this. It.
Or smoke it.
Bro, I want to watch Friday, but that shit's so played out. That's all.
You played that last time. We hung out.
Oh, yeah, we did. We sure did.
Damn, I don't have shit. Here, I don't have a blanket, but I have my sweater and my Seahawks jersey.
Oh, let me get the Seahawks jersey, bro. Let me get the Seahawks jersey. I never had a football, like a new age football jersey. Let me see the jersey, bro.
I never have either, yo. I was so stoked when I got it.
That's crazy. Here, take. You take this?
You're not cold?
Wait, just let me real quick. Post this. Smoke it. I didn't smoke it. Oh, I mean, I didn't get hit it.
Who
is this? I need to find out.
That's Tyler Lockett, wide receiver for the Seahawks, man.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to them, bro. That's why when I be beefing with you during football season, like I really do not fuck with them. Like even though you're my nigga, I don't fuck with them.
Man,
bro.
You know you and Diana like, are the same.
You know how everybody has a backup fucking a backup fucking NBA NFL team.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is.
You know what's the complete irony? And if I ever publish this, people will like talk shit on me. You know what my backup team is in the NFL? The LA Rams.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, we just their first year in a new motherfucking city. They went to the Super Bowl. How? Wow, bro.
That's my backup. But yeah, but bro, they scored 3 points.
Bro, your West Coast card, I think your West Coast card is revoked, bro.
Nah, because I go for the Lakers. I go for the Dodgers. I go for LAFC.
Hold on.
I'm not saying I'm a big fan, so don't try to, about this and that.
I'm not judging right now.
All right, wait, baby. Before.
Hold on. But I got to tell you about the little Laker thing you just said.
Hold up. Before you do, tell me those aren't nice.
Oh, those are good. Wait, let me see. It looks kind of cute. Bro, I want these, bro.
Aren't those sick?
Bro, these is amazing.
I want those so bad.
Bro. Nike? Okay.
I'm
loving this conversation. Are you recording this?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Great. I need you to send this to me.
Yeah, I got you. I'll send you the link.
Okay, yeah. I remember, I think it was last summer or 2 summers ago. Nike, they had like a little, it was like a white girl or a black girl. I forgot who the girl was, but she collaborated with Nike, and she had like this whole little thing, and it was in Hollywood. It was real cool. I had my Air Max 95s, the gold Air Max 95s.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that shot reflect in the sun and shit. Damn, what are they called? I forgot what they called. But yeah, they had like a collaboration. It was a girl and she had the Cortezes in. They had motherfucking stitching machines because, you know, they were doing that shit.
Oh, the fly knits?
No, not the fly knits.
Oh, I was about to say, no, you're into those?
No. Like that, when I met you, I started getting into the Cortez shit and the gang culture and shit because, you know, when you think of Mexicans, Mexicans have gangs too. So I just tried to get to know your culture on a different level. Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
From 18th Street.
Huh?
I have 2 cousins from 18th Street. One of them was that fool I told you about.
Well, the Mexican?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those are nice though, huh?
Yeah, these are beautiful.
Jada, you know what shoes I want?
These, right?
Besides those.
I'm going to send this to myself. Can you go to the messages? I don't want to look through your phone. I just want to go back.
I got nothing to hide.
I know how motherfuckers be about their phones. Like, don't be looking at shit. Even though you know.
I don't trip. Feel me?
Yeah. My nails look so bad.
Nah, but what I want is like.
Daniel, look at my nails. Ooh.
Like, I even downloaded StockX to see how much they were.
Look at my nails. Are they bad? Are they real bad? She tried to fix it. I wanted her to start over. That was gonna cost money, bro. So I just had to fix it. You see it?
Yeah.
Alright. Does it look bad, bro?
No, not that bad.
It's horrible.
Nah, like, look, from where I'm sitting, you can't even tell.
Oh, okay.
Like, nah, you can't even tell.
Alright, well, good. I'm glad. I have some nice hands. I wanna get, like, some skin. What an interesting old ass car.
Oh, it's about your donuts. That's a 350Z.
Isn't it do donuts? No, he's not.
I could see it if he was.
Oh.
Nah, he's probably not. Look. Those are hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you say.
Let me see. Yeah, my mom has those. Sorry.
Those are hard.
Yeah, she has those. When I get back to my house, like tomorrow, because I'm not doing anything tomorrow, and I wake up and shit, I'll definitely send you a picture of that so you can get a view.
Yeah, nah, but the shoes I'm gonna start rocking again are the SB Dunk Lows.
Wait, Daniel, do they look bad? Because these three are short. Do they look bad?
No, I don't think they look bad.
Okay, good. Bro, ever since I went to school, like, I've never went to the nail salon. Like, it's so crazy because I've been really good, really taking care of this nail. Like, the long ones and shit. I've really been taking. Oh, shit. Oh, no, your jersey. Oh, I thought it went inside. Wait. I want to shake this out of the car. Okay. There we go. My fault, Daniel.
No, it's all good. Mondays are washing days anyways.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
What?
My tattoo. Oh shit, I forgot you got a tattoo. That's crazy.
That shit hurt. Shit hurt, bro. Bro, that shit bullshit, bro. That shit bullshit.
What you mean by
bro,
that?
Bro, that shit bullshit, bro. That's crazy. How come when I get the tattoo, it didn't hurt, but now I got the tattoo, it hurts? Mm-hmm. That shit's stupid, bro.
Oh, and trust, it's gonna start itching, too.
Bro,
like,
what?
It's gonna start itching.
I don't have any cream. My cream is at the house. Why did I bring it?
Like, I remember...
I didn't bring it.
I remember the day I got mine. Oh, that was no. During... What should have been, like, second period at Hammy.
What?
So, what was
really,
that, like, around
bro?
10? Yeah.
Damn, I never knew that, bro. Oh, wait. Yes, it was. It was on your arm, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
And, yeah, I remember...
Wait, what does it say again? Please.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Oh, okay. That's nice. That's dope. That's nice as fuck, bro.
Thank you. You know YG has that on his head?
No.
His head tattoo he has of the Virgin Mary. It says
the
same quote.
Damn, we gotta finish the song shit, bro. We gotta finish. You changing the subject about YG, because we've been talking about YG for like... Oh, shit. We've been talking about YG for like about, what, 2-3 hours?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. That shit's crazy. Wait, what did you say so I can look at the... Oh, YG.
Put YG head tattoo.
Tattoo.
Yeah. I didn't know you didn't know he had one.
No, I knew, but I just didn't remember what the fuck it said. Okay, I remember. Yeah, I remember this. Bro, this is when
That's when he started becoming just... Yo, when he got that, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, this nigga's crazy.
Bro, yes.
That, I would have never been able to fucking stand that pain.
Bro.
I would have never.
They cut all his hair out, bro.
That dude went skin bald.
Yes, bro.
Like, that's the gym.
He was doing perks. This was the start of him doing perks, bro. I'm not...
Back then?
Yes, bro.
Damn.
Are you still recording this?
Yeah.
Okay. This is when YG started doing perks, bro. This shit is crazy. Like, black people? I don't know a black person that has the Virgin Mary, bro. Do you know anyone? Because, you know, I never fucked with your culture until, like, YG, bro.
Honestly, so, like, I've never met a black person with, like, any religious figure. I've seen, like, crosses and stuff and, like, clouds, but never, like, a Virgin Mary or, like, a God or, like, a Jesus. Now that you pointed that out, I've realized that.
Bro. Yeah, this is crazy. This is when you start doing perks. Like this? Like, what the fuck? This is some essay shit.
It is.
This
it
is
really
Mexican
is.
Shit. I know that's your shit, because I've been seeing this shit in movies and TV shows, bro.
Nah,
shit
for
that
real.
I wasn't supposed to be seeing with my mom.
Like that.
Everything from the neck down was all YG.
He legit looks Mexican right there in that photo.
That's crazy. He was doing perks. I wanted to see his glasses. Do you ever show us the glasses?
I can see YG being like, yeah, I do perk. So what? So what? Mm-hmm. I fuck with this YG.
Hell yeah.
I fuck with that YG,
This was left, right YG, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the end of a motherfucking era, bro. That shit's crazy. Like, you really gotta do drugs to get it out, to make it out, bro. That's what it looked like.
Yo, why you think people respect Nipsey so much, man? Because he went on that weird shit. Well, at least that we know of.
I feel like people fuck with Nip because he didn't have to go to the white people to get his bag. I feel like
for
that's
real.
I feel like that's why people mess with Nip, bro.
And like, you know, he was always going back to the hood.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
YG said,
bro, he has a technology, like, little technology, little place. I didn't mean to say white people.
Nah, fuck you, say that shit.
He created a place because for people, black, white, Mexican, Hispanic, like, blue, red, blue, green, purple, like, anyone could go in his building and, like, sit down and work on their, you know, businesses, independent, like, I don't know, like a thought place, like where you people who are writers and they like to write like shit for that.
I get what
you're saying. And that's in the hood, bro. It's in the it's in Slauson. It's like in the protected area, like that shit over there. It's like in the little center. You seen the center, right, bro?
Yeah.
That's like in the center, bro. Yeah, that's like in the center. You see what I'm saying? That yeah, it's like in the center. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna drop it. Yeah. And it's so crazy because Nip. It's so crazy because like. You know how people say, are you a Drake fan? Like, do you have more than two favorite albums? Because, like, everybody has more than two favorite Drake albums if you're... Ooh. Wow. Let me just give this to you. Because I'm just dropping this. Yeah. Yeah.
You're tripping.
Here you go. Nah. I cannot hold on to it. But, yeah, like, Nipsey Hussle, like, was that one nigga that if you didn't fuck with his music... But you could fuck with for his activism and giving back to the hood and shit. You could have liked it both ways, or like it didn't have to only be oh you fuck with him because of both. It could have been one way, bro. That was Nipsey, bro.
Yeah, like
they showed a lot of fake love to him because a lot of niggas in the community, I mean in the rap community, in the hip hop community, fucked with him. They say they fuck with him, like. Dr. Dre, somebody brought up this old Nipsey lyric from one of his old mixtapes, and it was like, I'm gonna get the song.
You know what my all-time favorite Nipsey Hussle song is?
You told me, Hustle in the House.
Yeah.
Who can play that for you?
That song is just so
bro,
big.
Bro, I miss that little era when Nipsey had that long,
long
little,
hair.
That little poofy hair. He was cute. I mean, he was cute as he got older, and then he got the prolific tattoo and the God Will Rise tattoo. Yeah, I fucked with that Nipsey.
I like that tattoo.
Wait, which one?
The God Will Rise tattoo. I just like the placement. Like, I don't know. Like, the placement he has on his...
Yeah, it's like nothing but, like, just like a little spot. It's like it fit perfectly on his face.
And then the prolific too.
I wanna know if that shit hurts.
Hell yeah, that shit's gotta hurt. What do you mean? That's like
I
your
wanna
bone
know.
Right there. That's your face.
I wanna know how that shit
meets
hurts.
Thin.
I hope Laura London doesn't get like a face tattoo. Cause you know how the stupid ones get face tattoos? I feel like that may be her. I don't want that to be her. Like you know, you fuck with but you seen 6ix9ine's like situation, like his girlfriend and shit.
Oh yeah, and the worst part about that is
you talk Oso Jade.
Yeah, the worst part about that is that Loki does not even look like 6ix9ine. Like whoever did that tattoo did a horrible job. Like I'm pretty sure she could have found someone who did a way better job. Like that tattoo's so bad. And it's like you said, it's on her face, which is even worse.
That's crazy. Yeah, we can turn this back on. Oh, yeah, it off.
Said what?
I wanted to turn the window back down. Damn, my fucking tattoo is hurting me. But why am I liking the pain, though? Is that what that's what's supposed to happen, bro?
Maybe you just like pain.
No.
Like, that's possible. I didn't even finish telling you. So when I got my tattoo, it was around 11, actually. I remember that. And then I remember I went to my sixth period. What time did sixth period start? Whatever. Like, let's just say like at 2.
I think at 2 or 3 o'clock, bro.
Nah, because school ended at 3.
Wait, like... Like 11:50 or something, or 12? Yeah, 12.
No, sixth period. It was like around, whatever, like around 2.
Oh, you talking about ages? Oh, my fault. I thought you were talking about in high school, bro. Like, what time?
I am talking about high school.
Yeah, I think it was like...
sixth period was like around...
Like 4 or 5, I guess. No. Bro, no.
Jaden, we got out of school at 3. What the fuck are you talking? You fucking tripping.
Hush, Daniel. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal, bro.
Anyways.
Wait, so I'm supposed to be like, is it weird if I like the pain after, like, the sting on the tattoo, bro? Is that weird? Because I think I'm liking that little sting.
Nah, you know, I heard it's actually real easy to get addicted to tattoos because of that exact reason. Like, no bullshit, but, like, no bullshit.
Damn.
I legit heard that, like.
Damn.
People say it's super easy to get addicted once you get your first one because then you realize, like, oh, like, I like the pain. It's not that bad. So
damn,
you go
for
get
real?
A, like, I'm being dead ass. I'm not bullshitting.
Damn, I may need to stop smoking because I don't want to get addicted to tattoos and shit.
No, yeah, I'm serious. That's like how, like, you know, those fools that get like a bunch. That's like, they're like, yeah.
Yeah, like Sway Lee.
Oh, Sway Lee's fucking.
His, like, you cannot see his, like, mocha look, caramel looking fucking skin, bro. What the fuck? What the fuck? That shit's crazy, bro.
Yo, Wiz is, like, tatted everywhere, too.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, bro. YG, too. But YG, it just makes sense. You see what I'm saying?
Nah.
YG, it makes sense.
What was I saying? Oh, but nah, I, like, that's, I've heard that's a saying. Like, it's a real thing. That's how, like, those fools who get, like, a bunch of tattoos, they're like, yeah, just because, you know, it didn't hurt that much, and I like the pain, and so, like, I went out, I got another one. Before I knew it, I had, like, 4 or 5. Jade, mm-hmm. how many tattoos do you plan on getting?
Shit, bro. I don't know. I had to switch sides, because, like I said before, I don't think niggas need to get tattoo something they should already know. That shit's crazy.
Jay, you know what's crazy as fuck?
You know what? My fault. Damn, this is not my third, fourth time interrupting you. My fault.
Nah, that's cool. What were you saying?
I feel like every nigga from the West Coast gotta have something like dedicated to a rapper. Like, you're not from the West Coast if you don't have a tattoo dedicated from the rapper, bro.
That's true.
Yeah, it has to, like, everyone from the West Coast gotta fuck with somebody heavy that's, like, popping, like YG, Nip. Who else is from the West Coast?
The Game.
Yeah, The Game.
Kendrick,
there you go.
Trey.
Schoolboy
Q. Yo, Schoolboy Q so fucking slept on, man. I fucking hate that, like.
Do you like check the Billboard's top tens and shit?
Like
you know how
on Apple Music?
You know how Old Town Road is on the Billboard for 8 weeks?
I don't check shit like that.
Damn. Yeah, that's
water okay. Good.
I'm cool. Thank you, Daniel. This was nice. I really want to have a shoot here, Dan. You fucking inspired me, bro. You really, really did.
What were you going to say, though, about Schoolboy Q in the chart?
Bro, I think it was, like, number... I don't even think it charted to number top 10, bro. I really, really, really don't think that... I really, really don't think that, I don't really think anyone fucked with Q's album. Like, they just said fuck Cube. He's been gone too long because of Mac Miller. That's how I feel.
Low key. And honestly, his album wasn't even all that good.
You didn't like Crash Talk?
I have. What songs do I have downloaded? I have Crash downloaded. I have Dangerous, 5200, Num Num Juice. I'm tripping. I have all the song Chopsticks.
Chopsticks was like kind of different. I was expecting some.
I wish rock star
shit.
I wish Travis had actually had a verse on that.
Yeah, like what?
I have Scuba attention.
Schoolboy Q don't have that type of money, though. He don't have Drake money, and that shit's weak. That shit's weak, bro. That's weak as fuck. Schoolboy Q should have money like fucking Drake, bro.
Yo,
that
you
nigga went crazy with Man of the Year.
Collard
Greens and shit, bro. I know he was on Oxymoron and shit. I don't think the white people wanted to fuck with him, bro. I'm gonna be 1,000 with you. Because he was on oxymoron. He was on oxymoron, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's like, is that a pill? What is that, bro?
Oxymoron. I think it is a pill.
Damn. Damn, that's crazy. That's how he changed. That's crazy.
You know what I love about Schoolboy Q? He doesn't do it no more.
What?
Well, I don't have him on Snapchat,
but... Wait, he doesn't do oxymoron anymore? I hope not.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
No, I'm like how he is with his daughter. Like, him and his daughter just have, like, a cool relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have him on Snapchat. And, yeah, he would just bully her, and it was funny. She'd always get embarrassed and stuff.
Mm.
I remember when he's like, oh, you got a boyfriend?
Bro, Schoolboy Q may not go on, like, a tour. Because, like, nobody's been fucking with him.
I know. I'm sad. I wanted him to announce it.
That's just crazy. I don't think that shit would, like, where would he do that shit at? Like, have you been to the observatory?
Yeah.
Like, is he going to fill that shit up? Like, is he going to fill,
When I
went the Novo? Like, you've been to the Novo?
I've been to the Novo. When I saw
the
him,
Novo is like a, my fault. The Novo is like a white people owned little club where performers can like book and shit, and it's like affordable for like people like us.
I see like videos of like people going to concerts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice as hell.
I just haven't been there.
It's nice as hell.
When I saw him perform, he performed at the Expo Hall in Figueroa.
Who?
Expo Hall Shrine Center, something like that.
Schoolboy Q?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been there.
He went on tour with Joey Badass. And Kendrick.
What happened to him, bro?
Joey Badass.
Yeah, what happened to that nigga? I never like fucked with him heavy, but like I always heard about him. I always hear his name. Like, what happened to him? Can you tell me?
Nah, I never fucked with him heavy either.
Oh.
Okay. I only knew like 3 songs when he performed. He started a mosh pit. That shit was.
How long was this little set? Like an hour and a half? Like 2 hours and a half? 2 hours?
Low key, he performed for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was sick though, cause Kendrick crashed the concert.
They have a song together, bro.
They have you never heard Blessed?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that song. Say bless my nigga, bless my nigga. And when Kendrick, when Kendrick crashed it, he performed Mad City.
Mad City.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Fire rules and crips all about long. Probably me now, brother. And then they sang Blessed. And then he left.
Hmm.
When I went to go see G-Eazy, that shit was sick, yo.
Damn, I didn't know you fucked with him.
I fucked with them when he was first coming up, like.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I never fucked with him until the No Limit. For real.
Now, a lot of people never fuck with them, be like,
yeah, and then I just fuck with him because he's West Coast, you feel me? But he's, you know, white, you know, he's a white person.
Nah, I feel you.
I fuck with G-Eazy, though, the Holo. Have you heard his song with him and Post Malone and YG?
Wow, remix?
Nah, that's Tyga and Roddy Ricch, bro. I'm talking about G-Eazy.
Oh, Same Bitches?
Yeah.
Same, but yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, that's when I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I fuck with this dude.
Yeah.
He's like a little hood, he's a hood little Percocet little nigga that do all that shit. Like, cause he do coke and shit. Like, he's one of those niggas.
Oh, yeah, he's been arrested for that. He got in jail for that.
Yeah, he better not do it again, cause it's hard out here.
Oh, he did it outside of the country.
Oh. Where? Like, Mexico, the Bahamas, or something? Where?
Nah, somewhere in Europe. Him and his girlfriend Halsey. They both went to jail, I think, for being on coke, or like, they got caught with that shit.
That shit's crazy.
I
wonder if he stopped doing coke and shit.
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
I feel like when you're that
fan. Bro, he reminds me of, like, you watch Power, bro?
I don't.
Damn, Daniel. I need you to watch. Please watch Power.
Nah, it's that 50 Cent show, right?
Yeah, 50 Cent don't come until later into the show.
I know, but he's annoying now. All over Instagram, run me my money.
That shit funny, though.
He annoying.
That shit funny. That shit's funny because that's teaching motherfuckers to stop borrowing money and not paying those niggas back. Like, If you're trying to be in the business, like, you need to pay, you need to be loyal and pay that shit back, bro. That's all he doing. That's all he doing. People don't fuck with him because I guess he's not giving back to the community as much, like a Nipsey Hussle like a Nipsey Hussle. He's using all that money for himself. I think that's why people don't fuck with 50 Cent, bro. That nigga, like, his little movie, his movie was crazy.
Yeah, like, Richard Try Dying?
That movie was crazy. I love that movie. And there was a soundtrack. What? Bro, stop playing.
If I was your best friend.
Stop playing. Have you seen On My Block, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Do you fuck with it? A lot of niggas from the West Coast don't fuck with it for some reason. I keep trying to put people on the show. They be like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, On My Block, like, that don't sound like that a weird show. It sounds very interesting. Like, when I first heard of it, like, I was like, fuck that show. Like, On My Block, what? And then...
Like, you wouldn't expect it to be, like, a show with kids in it, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, hell no. Hell no. And then my friend Nia asked me, like, a few times. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. And then I've been seeing white people talk about it. I'm like, oh, okay. Because Nia didn't tell me it was a West Coast song, but, like, Nia, she don't watch... She watch white people shit. I'm thinking it was white people shit, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch it. So then I found out, oh, it's like for black people. I found out, oh, it's for black people. So I'm like, all right, let me give it a try. And then it was a good night. I think it was a good time when I first watched the show. I had like a little food. I had like a little meal, hot, cold. I forgot what meal it was though. But I was sober, and I hated that. I wish I was sober. I really do. I wish I was sober. I wish I wasn't sober, bro. I was so sober, bro. That's had my whole fucking evening mood. My mood sucked, even though, but I still enjoyed it, because, you know, I haven't had a little mood, like a little TV show binge watch in a while.
Yeah.
Wait, can you show me a picture of this nigga that you be repping?
Who?
This nigga.
Oh, Tyler Lockett?
Yeah. Bro, I want a tall girly shirt. Bro, I found, my mom was telling me tall girly is gonna get traded, bro.
Really?
Yes, bro.
What?
That shit's fucking crazy, bro.
To where?
I have no idea. He's gonna probably go to a white people owned NFL team. I mean, the Rams is, but he's going to go to another one.
You want
to
see him with helmet or without?
Without, yeah. I don't want to see his helmet.
Oh.
The helmets is ugly anyways. they're not going to change it because they got fucking Russell Wilson. Like, they're going to keep it there for like maybe 20, 30 years and change it.
There's hardly any pictures of him without.
Okay, well, let me see the best one that I could see, like, his forehead and everything. I don't need to see his hair. Like, you know how they be letting that fucking helmet hang on their head?
Yeah,
one of those photos.
It's like, you already know from taking so many photos.
Yeah.
Do those fools be like, oh, Jada, take my photo?
Yeah, they be emailing the fuck out of me, bro. They be emailing my ass. I mean, not emailing, messaging me. I've been ignoring them because, you know, I got a life of my own. Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, you know why? So you know why I rep this fool?
Why?
I'll show you.
Where are you from?
Shit, I don't know.
Damn, you don't know where you're from? That's horrible.
I know.
Everybody know where a rapper is from, bro.
I know. Look.
What
were you saying?
Interracial relationships and friendships. That shit is That shit
you said
shouldn't have a title.
You said that you're hoping this will inspire people to be interracial friends.
Mm-mm.
What did you
this
say?
Is gonna inspire motherfuckers to stop putting a name on interracial. Like, interracial isn't just, oh, you have to be with the same race. Like, no, you can love another race, because love is real and shit, bro. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you paused it and then, like, I had to wait.
Nah, I made sure I got that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's funny. That's good. You have that, bro. Wait, did I say Todd Gurley may be traded?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. I want to get a jersey, bro. Cause you know we got an LA team. We got a fucking football team now.
Yo, I really
fuck the Chargers. The Chargers should have stayed their asses to San Diego.
I honestly also.
I wish the Raiders, bro. If it was the Raiders and the Rams, bro. I mean, I'm sorry.
The Raiders.
Yeah. The Raiders and the Rams. That would have been.
That would have been hard as fuck.
Ice Cube versus Snoop Dogg. What? Bro.
That would have been so fucking hard.
Bro. Fuck that shit. That shit had me fucked up. The Raiders got more money than San Diego. San Diego don't have anybody, bro.
I'm so mad that the Raiders are going to Vegas.
That shit is crazy, bro. Hey, but that shit gonna be crazy. That's gonna be the first NFL team you can bet on.
That's true.
That's gonna be the first NFL team you can bet on. That shit's gonna be interesting.
Ice Cube and Snoop are probably gonna bet big money.
Fuck yeah! Like
it's gonna be on Twitter.
What? He was gonna bring Wiz Khalifa and shit. Like that was gonna be interesting. That would be interesting. Hell yeah! And then Wiz Khalifa, he'll bring YG because him and YG fuck with each other. I didn't know that. Never knew that. I never knew that. YG posted a video of these fucking females twerking on a fucking hotel bed. And Wiz Khalifa was in the comments and shit. I didn't know they fuck with each other. That's something I noticed too. I'm glad we're recording this shit. Oh wow, I be having some like smart ass little moments. Like I know my shit when I'm high. That's a little funny. That's very crazy. Yeah, can you turn the heater on, please?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Bro, the heater's so nice when you're hot. It feels so good on you when you're hot. I don't know why.
I got you with the seat warmers, too.
What? Bro, that's a wavy. Can I get the same car as you and I can get a different color?
Yeah, we can take pictures.
When I learn how to do this video shit, I'm taking the video. Like, you're going to be driving it and shit. Like, you may be wasting gas. Because, like, I know some nice places in LA that would be a cool-ass video. I really, really do. Yeah.
Yo, I'm telling you, once I get my cameras over, I'm going to start recording. And I'm going to try to learn to edit this summer. So I can start posting on my channel. Mm. I started this soccer. Well, my homies actually started this soccer page, and they made me in charge of the YouTube account. So follow us.
I got you. Nikki, May, and Megan is coming. The Stallions, Hairstylist, posters. Video at Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio today. Bro, this shit's crazy. Nicki Minaj is falling off. Like, what the fuck? Like, Nicki Minaj is like better than Lil Kim and freaking Remy Rob. Remy Ma, like what? Like she was on Young Money, the first female to be on Young Money. She made $1 million off a mixtape. What? That's crazy.
That's
female. Like it's so hard for female because boys. I'm not gonna say niggas. Boys really think like females can't do shit. Like there can be some smart females that just don't like want to get niggas for their money. Like there's actually smart girls that want to be successful and not ratchet and hoochie and all that other shit.
Yeah,
that shit's crazy. Man charged with hate crime after harassing an interracial couple, bro, on Mother's Day. That's fucked up. This that white people shit, bro.
Yo, all those fucking reports be about white people, man.
That shit is so white people. A mess. Did you see when Rick Ross got a tattoo of Nipsey?
No.
What? Bro, you gotta look at that.
I saw Lauren London's tattoo of Nipsey. You don't like that?
I loved her I liked how she, you know, got it to honor him. Because he was a very special man to her. I know for sure. Like, I know when they make, like, a little biopic or something, I know she may want to act in that shit, bro. I feel like that would be cool if she act as herself and she have to fall in love with somebody. Like, she has to literally look at a Nipsey Hussle look-alike. Like, that's
you,
what...
You think she'd want to do that, though?
I feel like she would, because, you know, she kind of fell off from ATL. She kind of fell off, bro.
That's true.
She fell off from ATL. I know she wants some money, because, like, I hate to talk about Nip and his family and shit, because I fuck with him. Like, all this shit with his baby... You been hearing about the shit with his baby mama?
Nah.
Oh, okay, that's good. Good. Okay, yeah, I don't want you to know. Nipsey Hussle's baby mama was, she was doing some fuck shit when he died. And, you know, okay, so when Nipsey Hussle died, he didn't have a will, bro. He didn't have a will, because, like, you know how he was smart with and shit? He has, like, a whole technology shit in his ownership. Mm-hmm. And that's how he gonna feed his kids and probably his mom, dad, sister. But I don't think it's gonna support Lauren London, because they weren't married. I thought they were married, bro, but it was a secret, like, because they were some private-ass motherfuckers. Like, you never knew, like, personal shit about those people. Like, when I knew Lauren London from ATL, I didn't know she had a song with Wayne. I'm like, damn, she has a five-year-old, or she has, like, a five-year-old with Lil Wayne. I never knew that she had a kid with Lil Wayne. That's something I learned about her.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah, she has, like... Bro, did you watch Nipsey's funeral?
No, I actually didn't.
Damn, yo, that's crazy. You gotta watch some clips from that. That was a very nice...
Oh, I saw clips. I saw Lauren London's speech. I saw YG's speech. I saw Black Sam's speech.
Bro, Black Sam's speech.
It hurt so bad.
That shit's terrible, bro. He's like, I hate how they have to do the bro like that. Like, bro was murdered in the head, bro. That's crazy, bro. Do you think it was that government shit, bro? Cause you know,
you can hate me, but yeah, I low key do.
You do?
Like, I'm not like deep into it, and I'm not like those, oh yeah, I'm woke people about it, but like I kind of can make sense of why people.
Bro, that shit makes me so sad, bro.
Like, I can see that why shit people is would like, think that.
John F. Kennedy, like, he got assassinated in the head, bro.
Yeah.
He got assassinated in the head.
It's crazy. I just saw a show where they, like supposedly show how they did it. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I thought I saw,
bro. I wouldn't want to see that, to be honest. Yeah, because those niggas are trained to kill people in the fucking head, like in the video games and shit.
Yeah, like, that's you don't see, crazy. Like... You don't see a gangster, like, shoot dude in the head. Shoot him, like, in the body.
They'll shoot, yeah, or in the arm and shit. Arm,
yeah, like...
Wow, bro.
And then you know what's even, like, JD, you know what's so fucked up?
What?
This dude still, like, decided to kick him after he had already shot him in the head.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
That shit's horrible. So you believe that the government hired him?
I believe it both ways. Like, I believe, like, the whole thing about, like, how Nipsey, like, called him a snitch and, like, he got mad. So, like, he pulled up, you know, with the Glock and, like, out of retaliation or whatever. But I can also see, like, why people would say, like, about the whole Dr. Sebi thing with... And, like, I could see the government hiring, like, a gangster.
Bro, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I keep interrupting you. That's not okay. I never heard of Dr. Sebi until Nip, like the whole song and shit.
I didn't either.
I didn't hear about that nigga, but like, I mean, he was black too. I'm like, oh wow, a dude who has a cure for cancer. Why isn't that out? Cause like niggas is dying for no reason. That shit's crazy. Like he had a whole cure and shit, and now, like, do you know that Nipsey Hussle? he was planning to make a documentary on Dr. Sebi. No, and that's why he supposedly got killed.
No, I know, like, the whole, like, the theories and all that.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know what's crazy, though?
What?
Like, there's this theory, and I believe that. I believe it's true that, like,
they
the government...
for Sebi.
No. It's, like, it's low-key off topic, but how, like, the government already has the cure for cancer, but they don't release it because they can profit off of selling it by small dosages to cancer patients, giving them false hope that if they keep buying this expensive-ass cure, or not cure, like, medication for it, that they'll, like, beat cancer or whatever. And so it's just all about profit, which is why they don't release, like, the actual cure, because they know they can make more money if they keep doing what they're doing.
That's crazy. I don't know what to say about the world these days. This shit is crazy. Like, motherfuckers, there's, like, niggas is dying in schools and shit, bro.
Yeah, that...
Like, do you remember when... I don't know if you remember this, but we had, like, a bomb threat on all LUSD schools?
Yeah, I remember I went to IHOP crazy. That day.
Huh?
I went to IHOP that day.
Oh, so you weren't at school, right? Or no?
Well, I was gonna go to school, but... I was on my way to school. No, I'm lying. I was running late. And I was gonna go to school. But then my mom...
You were always late to class, Daniel.
But then my mom saw the news and she was like, oh, like, it's a bomb threat. And I was like, all right. And then she left. But I remember at the time I got in trouble for, I think, failing or something like that. And so she was like, don't go anywhere. Like, if you do, like, you get in trouble and shit. And I ended up going with the homies to IHOP. And I was supposed to get back home, like, before she did. But, like, I ended up losing track of time. And, yeah, I got in trouble.
I'm sorry you went through that. You're too damn old to be going through that shit, getting in trouble from your parents. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You're getting a little too old for that. I think I'm overwhelmed. But it's such a nice, cool, pleasant, casual color. I need these to grow. Fuck this finger. Wow, I need all these fingers to grow, and fuck this finger. And this finger. Let me not talk about that, because I'm... Let me not talk about that. My fingers are fine.
You're tripping right now.
I just need the nails. I'm not tripping, I just want my nails to grow. So until the nails grow, it's fuck the nail. I don't like these nails, because they're so short. Every time I grow out my nails, when I wash my hands, for some reason my nails get hard, but it's flimsy, and then they always break. That's why I always have short ass nails on, like, random fingers. Like, it's not the pinky or the ring fingers, like, or even the thumb.
Yo, Jada.
What?
The fader just hit me.
What?
Like, the high, this should just hit me.
Oh. mine is wearing off a little bit.
Oh shit, like, that shit hit me out of nowhere. Look, he was just for a second, but she was trippy.
Oh wow, that was a really nice. Daniel, look at this. Can you see?
A bar.
Wait, can you see?
Laptop?
The little rectangles.
Oh, like the effect?
The streams.
Yeah.
That shit tight.
The edit.
Yeah, that shit's tight. Oh, this is my favorite song. Did you listen to Victor Labro?
No.
What?
Oh, you said Victor Lab?
Yeah.
You know what I heard you say?
What?
Victor Ilario.
Who?
That's what I was like, nah.
I don't.
Oh, it's a dedication. Oh, I forgot that song goes. Some motivation. Some.
Love song. I'm sorry, I want to turn this up. I actually want to play this song. I apologize.
Nah, you're cool.
This is my favorite. favorite song. You know what I liked about this album? When the album first dropped, I liked how when I continuously listened to the album, every song, like, my favorite song would always change. Like, that's what Victory Lap did to me. It's like another album. Oh, and Take Care. Yeah, Take Care for sure. Because every time I listen to Take Care, you know what I've been doing? You know what I've been doing lately? Not that song. Lately, I've been listening to some old Drake, like Think Be Later Drake, like the whole first album.
Oh, I love that Drake, yo.
Yeah, I was listening to him. Because this little smoking Drake, crazy, little crazy.
Get this one more shaded in and more worked on here, but I don't want to go through that
pain. You should add some color, bro.
Nah, I'm too dark for that.
Nah, bro.
I wouldn't look good with color. You know, this is the first tattoo where I bled. Hmm? Yeah, like, I was bleeding all, like, right here when he was doing
what
it.
What the fuck? So, were you okay?
I was in bullshit when I said I was crying, yo. I don't care if anyone shit. Calls me a pussy. I don't give a fuck. Let it be known. I was, but like, low key, too, like, tears were coming out. I was like,
did he, like, cut the little payment?
Did he what?
Did he cut the payment short?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how much did that cost, if you mind me asking?
You're good. How much was this? I think 400.
Damn.
Well, I mean, it's normal to bleed on a tattoo, like, if, you know, you're cutting somewhere light skin, because this is all veins right here. So it's like, you know. Or it's like if you were to get a tattoo right here, like, it's natural to bleed.
Oh, yeah, that's on your freaking lips, bro. What? That's that white, that's that coke shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's that coke shit.
Yo, there's this movie called Sin Nombre, like, without name. It's, like, basically about MS-13. But there's this little homie. Dude was, like, 12 years old. And, like, he gets put on MS-13. I think. I'm pretty sure he does. And point is, at the end of the movie, he gets his first tattoo. And that's where he gets it. Mm-hmm. Like, you see him getting it right here. And I'm like, fuck that. Dude was 12 years old.
That's crazy. I'm sorry, the yawn was kind of ugly.
Nah, you want me to drop you off?
Yeah. Nah, we don't have to go right now. We good. My curfew, I do got a curfew for some damn reason.
What time is your curfew?
12. I gotta be back like around 11:55, bro.
That's cool.
I hate my mom for this. She didn't get my face.
Oh, she's the one recording? Really?
She did a decent ass job. Not even gonna lie, she did a decent ass job, bro.
Jada.
My mom, she with that shit. When I send her a meme, she's like, she be sending me like, damn, when I send my mom memes, she be like, can you explain this to me? She don't get that shit. But she know how to use, like, she know how to use Snapchat and shit. My mom's pretty happy about that. I cannot listen to song. You like the song, bro?
Double up? Mm-hmm. Nah.
You don't like the song?
I low-key don't think I've heard it. I might be lying.
You never heard, bro, what's been going on? Like, did you stop fucking with Nip?
No. I've always fucked with Nip.
This song?
Marathon Mondays.
I miss that shit. Bro, I tweeted that, bro. That shit never gonna happen, bro. That shit's fucked up.
Jada, I know you say not hungry, but you might if we go to Wingstop. I'm looking hungry.
Can I sit in the car, bro?
Yeah, that's fine. Well, okay, I'll call it in. And then I'll pick it up. I'll drive to the closest parking spot. And then we can stay in the car.
Alright.